And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the musical break, we were listening to CED. And those songs were Look How They Raised Us and Walk What You Talk. I like that last song. It's got a kind of funky feel to it. Of course, the lead-in was Beatles' Oh Darling, you know.
That's one of my favorite songs, favorite Beatles songs.
It's a great song. So great.
It is really good.
Great for leading into Scammers.
Mm-hmm. but first, we have to talk about something from that last segment.
All right.
Because our friend, Ocean Cucumber, was actually the incognito steward from Hooter and Greenway.
Now, long-time fans of the show remember when we were at the compound, and perhaps one of my favorite moments ever at the compound was when Stewart played it. We played, God Porn or You Porn?
Yeah.
And he actually played in with that, did very well. But before that, he did not know who our fourth mic was, Mr. Anthony Cumia.
That was
and
so
Ant got pissed.
Ant looked devastated by that.
he tried to act like he wasn't, but that role.
Yeah, he tried to like play nonchalant, but you the look on his eyes like, but you're calling my house.
You don't even know who I am?
Yeah, Ann loves
you
the isolation.
You know these schmucks, but you don't know me?
He genuinely did not know who...
Ann was pissed.
I know.
One of my favorite moments while we were at the compound.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yes,
that was great.
But yes, we move on. So when we'll do some scam in the scammers there. That way Pip can throw up her tissues pick up the tissues that she's thrown all over my house.
I threw one and I missed. I was going to go get it as soon as
she's got the bare feet like we're in a commune.
Does
hey,
she?
Man.
And she eats a muffin like she's Precious. Well, not the big black chick Precious. I didn't mean like that.
My Precious.
Yeah, that Precious, not the other Precious. I mean, both are unfuckable, but...
I know you meant to say all three. It's okay.
Not with the things you're willing to try.
Yeah, really? What's all your one?
Sure. I mean, if we could do OC today with a smash of a skull, all the better.
The balls that spin around like pinwheels.
Okay, so we will we will rejoin our friend, our scam baiter, Sue, who is scam baiting Mickey Wynn, brother of Mavis Mills, ex-girlfriend of Dick Eldorado's. This is our spinoff.
Got your scorecards ready, kids?
I do. Now, Sue is about almost three times as old as Mickey Wynn. But that's not stopping Mickey Wynn. Mickey Wynn's all romantical. Wanted to get the sex. Wanted to see the wet skin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sue's into it. She was all into the wet skin. She's also sick and had a hurl.
In between the bar thing, she was really into it.
Yeah. So we will resume on June 1st, 2013.
Love this.
So Sue goes, sorry, baby. I slept all evening. Hope you're okay. Mickey goes, I'm fine. Hope you call me soon. Sue goes, I can't afford to call. My monthly credit has run out. Mickey goes, okay, love. Then I think they have a disconnect, as they're wont to do with the hello, the ha-baby.
Yeah.
Mickey's like, yeah, are you there? And Sue's like, I'm here, baby. Are you okay? I'm fine. What are you doing? Spelled W-A-T. Shorthand for all the cool Africans.
What?
What?
How are you doing?
She goes, just been chatting to a friend about food. He goes, oh, okay. Do you have a Skype?
He's not interested in what she was talking about at all.
No, he wants to get to Skype.
Yeah.
She's like, what have you been doing today? I'm on my phone, baby. Nothing, just watching movies. Get to your computer.
Boy, he's a pushy one, huh?
So I was like, get to your computer, woman. we got business to do.
We got Skyping to do.
Exactly. She's like, I'm still in bed. He's like, oh, okay. Looks like you're feeling lazy.
I know.
She goes, no, not lazy. I'm sick.
I'm still barfing, remember?
Yeah, exactly. They thought of you.
Baby.
He goes, okay, hope you get better. She goes, yes, me too, because I keep throwing up. There it is.
I guess this
is going to be her thing.
There's our girl.
You know, I was a recovering alcoholic. She's a chronic puker.
I know. It does, and it doesn't deter him one iota.
No, I guess this is going to be Sue's thing. Listen, we all have our hook.
Yeah.
So Mickey's like, so what do you want to talk about?
Spew.
Anything, baby. Tell me about your life. Your life there. That's what Sue says. Mickey says, kind of sad without you, honey.
Aww.
Sue's like, oh, bless you, baby. I'm sorry. So do you have family? Mickey goes, who doesn't have family? You haven't got a fucking point there.
I know. I was spawned from a rock.
Sue goes, lots of people. I have my parents and one brother and a sister and three kids and eight grandkids.
Oh.
Now, this kid's, this Mickey's in his late teens.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. He goes, that's lovely.
Oh, he doesn't care that she's a grandma.
So tell me how you feel for me. Sue goes, we don't know each other very well, so that's why I was asking about you to get to know you better. If you don't want to talk about yourself, how can we get to know each other?
Good point.
She knows what she's doing here.
Yes.
When she's not puking, she's typing well.
And this is the sister of the girl. She's...
The brother. The girl's a scam baiter who I know.
Oh, okay.
Mickey's the one who we're interested in.
Okay.
Mickey's Mavis's brother.
That's what I... Okay.
He goes, I want to talk. Ask the questions. She goes, so do you work? I am right now, stupid.
Yes, I'm trying to.
I'm on the clock right now.
He goes, LOL, I don't work. She goes, why LOL? He goes, I'll be going to university pretty soon. She goes, oh, that's great. What are you going to study? Moogoos. No.
You're right. I'm studying right now.
He goes, business.
Yeah, I know what business.
Yeah, I think we know what business, too.
Giving people
and if I
business.
Wanted to be a racist, I'd say monkey business, but I'm not going to.
Oh.
But I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
I'll say it. Monkey business.
Joe's a racist.
I'm not a racist. It's not saying it's...
Neither is the rabbi, but here we are.
No, it's not alluding to a monkey. It's alluding to shady business.
Sure. Done by an African man, and a derogatory term is monkey.
And that's your way of phrasing it. It wasn't mine.
It is now. It came out of your mouth.
No, the rest of it came out of your mouth.
And we're not back to that other game, are we?
Why are we arguing?
I know.
Because you're
on.
A racist. Do you want to do a show with the rabbi?
No.
Please stop.
Sue goes, that's good. So do you have both your parents? He goes, yeah. She goes, me too, but my dad has got kidney problems and needs an operation. He actually was very sick. So what you see she's doing here, she actually is putting her life into it, kind of like I did at times.
Yeah, but you do have to have those realistic details, so why not?
Well, yeah, that way when you get called on it, you can remember the
yes.
Unlike some shady scammers.
Mabel.
Mabel, Mavis, Agnes.
Mabel, Mavis, whatever. Flory. Whatever my name is. I'm Mabel.
Call me whatever you want. Just call me with Benjamins in your hands.
That's right.
So he goes, oh, sorry about that. What else do you want to know? He's real concerned.
I know. So, oops. There goes an organ.
He's got the depth. He's got as much depth as a puddle of jizz.
Depends how many people are there.
Waiting in jizz, were you lately?
Not recently.
Can I expound?
No, I do not.
I think she just did.
I think she stepped in a bunch of people and expounded. you made it dirty.
Karaoke, bukkake, what's the difference?
Japanese are great people. I got no arguments. She goes, it's okay. So do you have a brother or sister? Because I have one brother and one sister. He goes, I have a bro. Now, we know he's got a sister.
Yeah.
We heard how Mavis flipped out.
When you tried to, touch on the subject.
Yeah, is he stealing from
he
you?
He didn't steal from you. It's like, I didn't say anything about stealing. Why did you jump to stealing?
I know.
You crazy bitch.
But he's not owning up to Mavis.
She doesn't even exist in this fantasy.
Not this story.
Okay.
She goes, great. And Sue knows this.
Right.
So Sue goes, great. What's his name? My brother is called David.
That's called David.
Mickey goes, he is Alex, which I doubt.
Yeah.
I doubt.
Really?
Is he? Alex, Mavis, it's all the same. Sue goes, that's a nice name. Is he older or younger? Mickey goes, younger. Sue goes, my brother is younger, but he looks older than me, LOL. And they share a laugh. Sue goes, why does it say on your profile that you live in California? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
He goes, I'm in Ghana. So why do your profile say California, baby?
Yeah.
We're having a round of interrogate the scammer.
Well, he said, ask the questions. I shall.
But why did he why wouldn't he lie?
Because they want to be. They want to be here.
Yeah.
So. Mm. And I guess some people don't get it. Yeah. Some moogoos, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Or some people just don't know how to read the information on the social networking sites.
Yeah.
They really don't.
That's a shame. So Mickey goes, just did it. I want to be there someday, but I don't have anyone to make my dreams come through. I want to be there one day, and I wish someone would help me.
Ah.
There you go.
Well, we are studying business, Joe.
Yeah.
Here's the old hook out in the water.
Do you know what? Somebody said once, I'm sorry to interrupt, but somebody said once that if you want to know what somebody's intentions are in a relationship, listen not to what you hope they're going to say to you, but what they actually say. Mm. So, like, women always make the mistake, oh, I think he's going to marry me and we're going to have kids. But if the guy is always saying little things like, you know, well, you know, I want to travel the world and I want to be free and easy and I don't want to be tied down.
Right.
And it's like, listen to what he's telling you.
Yeah.
Not what you hope he's telling you. And he just said, I want to meet somebody who's going to help my dreams coming to California come true. Ding!
He's a very honest scammer.
He's laying it out there.
Not the way he does that. David doesn't have any, another answer. He's a very honest scammer. What can I tell you?
He's a good egg. He's a Christian man.
Oh, yes, of course. They all are.
She goes, well, California's a very long way from Ghana. It would take a lot of money to live in California. If not, you'd be poor there. Maybe you need to marry a rich American, LOL.
Ah, good girl.
Ooh, nice counter.
We don't employ Nimrods to do our work.
No, very good. I like this is very...
Mickey goes, what if I can live with you for a while so that we raise money and go for a vacation there?
Don't waste any time, buddy.
The balls.
The balls.
Even the guys. Here's what we're saying. Even the guys are saying, I want you to take care of me. Just like what we've seen the girls do, even the guys, I want you to take care of me.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I think the whole act of taking care of the person, if you're lonely and you're looking for companionship.
Yeah.
And if you say, I want you to take care of me, it's bringing somebody into your life, into your home, and taking care of them. If you're lonely and do have disposable income, It's an invite, to tell you the truth. I mean, it seems like, for these people that are skilled to go with the people of the mindset that they're lonely people, older people, I'm looking for somebody to take care of me, to bring me in. If you have somebody that's older and, has the room and wants the company,
the
money.
Yeah, but in the 1600s, we used to send ships there and bring them over for free.
Oh, Jesus. Look.
I got tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I got to tell you something. You called me a racist. I know you have been such a racist tonight.
Well, that's
I
one
know.
Of the reasons why they hate us. That's one of the reasons.
It's
one of the reasons why they justify scamming the white people.
Right.
Because they say the white people came to America, robbed the continent, raped the people. Slavery's part of that.
Yeah, but white people weren't the only ones that did that, Junior.
They did
it
themselves, too.
You.
I know,
yeah.
I know. I know. I understand that. But I'm saying part of their reasoning... For doing that.
Yeah, some of the biggest slave hunters.
I think that's a small part of their reasoning than going to their own country.
Yeah.
And making all the millions of diamonds and whatever. I think you're right in what you're saying, Dad, but I think on a pie, I think it would be a smaller percentage.
Depends on the scammer. They justify it all different ways.
Yeah.
Some of them
yeah.
actually believe it, a lot of them don't. But
yeah, I mean, not to rewrite history and say that no, that never happened.
This is the
of
show
course.
Part.
Of course they have that's still a big
bruise. Oh, that's
bruise.
Still, but I think the whole thing that we went there bruise. And made money off their diamond mines and, other
yeah,
stuff.
Still
I think
there.
That's
yeah,
of,
yeah
still I think
there.
That's more of a sticking point.
Oh, sure. A lot of people, all over the world, people hate Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, sure, we bought the, we went to Africa, bought the island of Manhattan from them, gave them our blankets infected with smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
We really screwed those Africans.
Okay.
Those were the Indians.
I get Native American and African Americans confused. I'm sorry, Joe.
When you look into history, I think that was wrong. I think that was wrong.
No, that really happened.
That was, I think, if you look into history, I think, no,
did
somebody...
Did you listen to the Anthony Cumia show?
No, I heard somebody research there, and it was an exaggeration. It wasn't, they did it, but it wasn't like a whole thing, and it was one blanket.
Well, it was smallpox, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Big pox, Joe. Yeah. No, let's not exaggerate.
It just had to have a little scrape of Ebola on it. It didn't have to have a whole, pile of blankets of Ebola.
It's just a little AIDS. Walk it off. Don't be such a pussy.
I know what you mean, but it's like, yeah, but smallpox decimated our viruses.
Not according to some random source Joe heard somewhere.
No, there's been...
I think Joe saw it on a meme.
No, I've been reading a book about that, and there has been more investigation into it, and so it's been oversimplified by just a pile of blankets. But yeah, we did decimate them with our illnesses.
I gotta stop yanking my headphones out of my ear.
Stop yanking something.
Go on.
Yeah.
So Sue goes, I don't like America, baby, because Americans think they're better than everyone else.
Oh.
English people are much nicer, LOL.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's piling on. So Mickey goes, I know that from you, honey. So when will you visit me, even if you want to spend a week? Now he's trying to lure her over there.
Oh, great.
And now we've seen them try to lure me over there.
Yes. Bring some gold.
Sue goes, I don't know, baby, because Ghana isn't a safe country to visit, although my friend went there with her fiancé.
Uh-huh.
He goes, it's safe. Trust me.
Sure.
She goes, well, my friend's fiancé lives here with her, and they went back to Ghana to see his family. He goes, visit me, please. She goes, maybe one day, baby, but I have to save up for the flight. Do you have your own place? No, it's too small. Maybe we can get an apartment. She goes, yes, that would be a better idea, but we won't need a big place. He goes, what about hotel? Maybe you need English dishes. I think now he's talking about food or type of crystal. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
You can even eat the dishes. What is he talking about?
I don't know. She goes, are hotels very expensive there? She goes, oh, yes, I don't like African food, LOL. He goes, it depends on what type of hotel you want to be in. The shittiest one. I'm a grandmother, you prick.
Really?
What do you have that sucks?
What's your worst possible shithole for us to stay in?
She goes, well, something decent, but nothing really flashy. She goes, will you look after me, baby? He goes, of course I will. That's why you're my baby.
Oh, bleh.
She goes, oh, thanks, because I know it's sometimes not safe for a white woman. Mickey goes, well, it depends on who you're with and where you are. I can guarantee safety. I can guarantee safety with my life.
Uh-huh.
Would I lie?
Yeah, would I lie to you? I just met you. I mean, what?
She goes, oh, then, but you were so much younger than me, so wouldn't you rather be with a young girl? Mickey goes, oh, babe, you make me feel bad now. You know how I feel about you. Love you. You are the kind of love. You are the kind of woman I want to be with, babe. So Sue goes, I'm sorry, babe, but I had to ask. You could be with anyone. You're young and really cute. I've seen better. So Mickey goes, I won't find someone like you, babe. No, you know how many searches I have to do on the internet? You know how many people I have to friend request?
To get just one to bite?
To get the weeks that we've had talking. Yeah, I won't find
another. Are they even weeks in here?
Like a week or two.
Wow.
They started talking on June 9th, but they didn't have much.
Yeah.
They picked up on the 25th
of
May. So Mickey goes, I won't find someone like you, babe. Where have you been all my life? You got me like a bees in a trap. Your love makes me feel like I'm on a California king bed, which actually I own. I got to tell you, it's not that breathtaking. I mean, it's nice.
Oh,
it's,
no,
it's certainly better than a twin or a full.
Oh, I love a king bed.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm putting that in trying to woo a woman.
It depends on what you're trying to woo her to do.
All right, I guess if I need a bigger playmat.
Baby, I got a Tempur-Pedic.
I guess if she's a Hindenburg. Yeah, by your logic. He goes, I think your love is like a diamond. Honey, make it shine, because I'm willing to be with you and you forever. See, now, it's times like this you kind of wish you would do the old cut and paste that the other scammer did.
It's time like this that I feel yearnings for Joe's poetry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was not yours. It was Dick Alderano's poetry.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
So she goes, okay, baby, I'm sorry if my questions made you feel bad, but I had to ask in case you had reservations about being with an older woman. Baby, is it okay if I go and get some sleep? Mickey goes, I feel bad you were leaving me and going to sleep, but I don't want anything to happen to you, so I guess you should have your sleep. Hope to see you pretty soon, because I cannot stand talking to you for a day. I think he means not
yeah.
Bad in English. Yeah. She goes, I'll be okay, baby. I'm sorry I have to go, but I want to get better soon. We'll rest as much as I can. I will send you a message when I wake up tomorrow. He goes, oh, baby, I wish you a speedy recovery, and I hope you get well soon. I will always love you and will always want to be with you. Take care, my bae, and dream about me, love. I love you like crazy.
Ugh.
Sue goes, thanks, baby, and you take good care of yourself for me. Then I won't worry about you, and we'll hopefully get better soon. Love you, baby. Good night. He goes, love you, good night, love. And that is... scene.
All this baby lovey-dovey stuff is nauseating.
Well, that's what they do.
I know.
But I do like the fact that he threw out, the, hey, why don't you take care of me?
Yeah.
No. Well, you know what? You come here, you get a hotel, it'll be fine. What could possibly happen to you?
Yeah, well, maybe we could even get an apartment.
Yeah.
What?
Well, then he said a hotel. He said a hotel.
Yeah, I know. Because you want
nothing too flashy if you
want it. Because you want English dishes.
You want English dishes. It's kind of interesting, though. He's moving very fast.
Very.
And again, like I said, he put it out there that he wants her mm-hmm. to take care of him. He wants a sugar mama.
Mm. Yeah, he sure does. Mm. Yeah, maybe you can move here, stay in the hotel, and then you can, you know, stay in the hotel. I'll go to school. You're paying for everything. Sounds good.
Right. Works for me.
Ugh, oh, by the way, the smallpox epidemic was renowned by historians as brought by a fur trading steamer that was going up one of the rivers that went to different villages, and it was spread that way. The guy that said the army did it was called on the carpet looking as somebody that was looking for...
We didn't say who did it. We just said it happened.
It happened, but it was not deliberately done.
I didn't say it was deliberately done.
I get the impression that you did say it was deliberately
done.
There
was no impression of that. Are you done, Britannica? Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Oh, wow. Brought up the river?
What? It was a river that the fur trading boats...
It's a sexual term.
Fur trading boat that was going up the river to different towns and villages, and that's how the Indians got infected. There was a case where an army sergeant said there was a whole blanket thing, but there was no conclusive evidence on that. It was concluded that it was false.
Oh, I didn't think that there was, like, specifically, like,
yeah, but it was
army...
not deliberately done.
Ah.
So in that case, it don't count. No backsies.
No.
Walk it off, Mohegan Sun.
Oh, my God. Tom says, there's that fucking word again. Bay? He just called her Danish shit.
We got two encyclopedias up in this bitch.
I know. Look at that.
Hey, my own. Okay. As you were. All right. So, should we do a little scamba?
Is it time for Anne?
It is. So you guys can weigh in on how many Mr. Davins. Yes. Last week was a very low total. So you guys can weigh in how many Mr. Davins you think this week.
I know. She really calmed down in that respect.
There was a lot there, which we'll get to in a second. But, you know, that Mr. Davin was not high on the... I think we only had one Mr. Davin.
Yeah, there was one.
And that whole
maybe
thing, too.
Two. Yeah. But it was pretty pathetic.
I'll message her and tell her to up her Mr. Davin.
Step it up, Missy.
Yeah. So, Pip, how many Mr. Davins?
Well, Tom's saying seven.
Tom's going seven. Yeah. Joe always follows.
I'm feeling five.
Joe's feeling what?
I messed myself up for that. Happy holidays as a gift.
Who are you going to call?
Wait, so Joe says five. Tom says seven. I'm going to say ten.
Ten?
Yes, I'm just going to throw it out there. And,
Scambusters. I ain't afraid of no scams.
Should you be?
It's over, Joe. You can take your headphones off.
I'm afraid of how many Mr. Davins there's going to be.
All right. So when we last left off, it seemed like Anne hadn't learned much at all.
Yeah, no.
And was believing the scammers pretending to be military over the victim who came on our show.
Yes.
So I spoke to the victim who came on our show on March 12th.
Okay.
So I asked her if she listened to the show. She said, yeah, yes, I listened to the show. I go, did you know she was getting threatened by these people? Because remember, they were threatening her and everything. Mm-hmm. She was having all these angry conversations. She goes, no, I didn't. She kept telling me those people were helping her because she was being threatened by people that supposedly killed someone she knew. I said, interesting. Do you think she knew she was sending you to a scammer? Because remember, Anne sent this woman to a scammer. Victim goes, I don't know. I really don't. My problem is everyone kept telling her they were scammers, and she was sending them money. Ugh. Which people were warning her.
Yes.
I go, sounds like a victim. That is very common. She goes, yes, it is. Yes, it does. But my question is, she now knows, but she's still in contact with them. Why? Yes, she feels threatened. But like all victims, cut all ties, change email, phone number, everything. She isn't doing that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I go, sometimes victims know they're being screwed but can't stop. It's sad. You know, they're addicted to it.
Oh, yeah.
And the victim goes, yes, it's sad. And she goes, if I heard you right, she said she wasn't involved with Miller. She is lying. And why would Green's daughter call her mom? I think she's trying to cover her ass. Because remember, we thought we caught her in the lie about Miller, too. In the middle of an argument, Miller's like, I love you.
Yeah, out of nowhere, kind of.
Yeah, no, he's trying to save his bacon. So I go, I said, it appears that she's lying about Miller. The victim goes, I know she is. I know the stuff I sent you only said Facebook user, but it was her. I go, I believe you, unless she was lying to you, which would point to her knowing exactly what she was doing. So here we go with Anne. This is on the 13th of March. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Mr. Davin!
Number one!
I do not have a daughter. Remember I said her daughter?
Yeah, but you were talking about...
I was talking about Anne. I thought Anne had a daughter.
Yeah.
I never have a daughter. You do not answer my questions. Did Green ask victim for money? Miller told me he loved me, and he had blood pressure. I hope so. Otherwise, you'd be dead.
She had high blood pressure.
Yeah,
but
that straight line thing, not
asshole.
Good.
It's Zombie Miller. What do you want to say? Victim did not know the truth. Victim was jealous of me and Green. Truly speaking, he is like my big brother only, nothing more. Green never told me about the love between her and him. Why not ask her that Green was in love with her? She is fucking bitch for me. You know, I would do a lot of things for people I love. I would never fuck a bitch for them. I would do anything for love.
Should draw the line.
What? Yeah.
I should draw the line.
Well, yeah, again, I hope your friend is taking notes.
Go fuck a bitch for me.
I will not. I don't know where that bitch has been. And she continues, me and Miller's marriage? Never! And it's truth. Truth. In fact, we did not contact each other for long because he was in rehabilitation hospital. He contacted me when he is in Thailand. He told me he wanted to join SWAT. I don't know.
He wanted to join what?
SWAT. He went to join SWAT.
He went to join SWAT. He's just walking around as old people squatting. I've heard a lot about you folks. Don't mind if I squat myself.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I just hunker down
you
here.
Hunker down here. You know, I like being a... You know, I'm glad I joined you people.
I love to hunker. We call it SWAT where I come from.
I'm guessing SWAT. I don't know. she goes, I did refuse him many times. This fucking funds transfer destroys my whole life. Do you think I will love this criminal Miller? About Miller. Mm. He is a real soldier from USA. His name is James Harrison Miller. Uh-huh. You do not investigate the truth, but insist that he is a scammer. I doubt your ability for this.
Could you stop?
Oh, snap. Could you stop? Doubting you.
Yeah, could you stop for a second? Now, there was allegations that she was in love with Miller.
Yeah.
See how adamant she was about that?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, her getting animated about something is really... Yeah.
I know, but it just...
They said it wouldn't rain! It's fucking raining! It's scammers! Hack the satellites and the cumulus clouds!
That weatherman fucking mafia!
Yeah. I mean, it's not out of the ordinary for her to lose her shit.
Yeah, about everything.
I'm concerned when she doesn't lose her shit.
So let's keep our eyes... let's keep our ears open for, and I know that you're showing inflection on there. So, see how adamant she is when she mentions Miller from now on. When Miller is mentioned.
Well, right. The other pickup is what Pip just pointed out. She's now doubting me.
Yeah.
And that's what you see. And, Dav, that's what I'm getting to.
How dare she?
But like I said, if there is an allegation that she loves him, if she loves him and you're pointing things out, she's going to the defense of him.
Yeah.
And calling you on the carpet. You know what I'm
saying? All of a sudden, she's like, I don't think that you
that,
know what
that's what I picked
about.
Up on. So if you're in love with someone, no, that's wrong. That's
no,
wrong.
No.
Right.
Dreams have died.
The dreams have died. But you know what I'm saying? That you know,
money's been lost.
Right. But yep. She's a little defensively telling you you're wrong. And
well, she's offensive when anybody contradicts her.
But, yeah. But you know, now that this whole Miller thing has arised again, you kind of, you know, you're taking everything that she says about him or in regards to him to heart. You know, you look at it more closely.
So she continues. About victim, she was in love with Green, who, remember, she set up with Green. Anne set the victim up with Green. At that time, I just worried about Jennifer, Green's daughter. She doubted me and Green. What a fuck bitch.
That's a good word.
Well, it's two words, Joe.
Tom says she's doubting you? Better a shot of hot sauce.
Good point, Tom. Nice callback. What a fuck bitch.
What a it is fuck a good
word.
Bitch.
That's a good word.
That would look good on a
t-shirt. What a fuck bitch.
I got to tell you, I go, I'm trying to deliver the presents. They won't let me show me the door. What a fuck bitch.
What a fuck bitch that was.
Hey, tell that fuck bitch to get down here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to leave the garage. She's like, you got to find the ticket. What
a fuck bitch.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
We learned a new vocabulary word for the damage.
I like that. Today's word is fuck bitch.
Sure, I saw it on Sesame Street. Yeah. She continues. I have told you they are real. You always say they are fake. I kind of do.
Yeah.
It's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
She continues. Some soldiers use their names to register their mail address. They are real. Not every soldier uses .mil. That is why I said to you the truth. Parker Green. Parker Desmond Green. James Miller. James Harrison Miller. Please investigate the truth. They are real. I am not a fool.
Yeah, I don't know. Not so much.
I was kind of expecting more out of you on that one.
Yeah.
That's why I put my little paper down.
No, you know why? Because her not recognizing that she's being bullshitted tops you being a fool.
Well, now we know where I am on the fool scale.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Joe. I think. She continues. Jennifer is like my daughter, but she did not listen to me. I worry about her health. She's a nice girl. This is what I know.
Tell her to watch trucks.
Yeah, sure.
She crosses the street.
Look both ways when you cross the street, stupid. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like a daughter. You wouldn't call your daughter stupid.
No.
Anyway. Mr. Javid.
That is
a
dose.
A deuce. Get your grandma out of here. Dose. About UK funds, Green paid at least $90,000 or $100,000. He has record because Green spent his savings to help me.
Uh-huh.
He is like my brother. I do appreciate a lot. Miller begged Green to help me.
Oh, boy.
About Hong Kong funds, Green paid lots of money. Miller, too. Brown Cotton also paid lots of money. Even he spent his own money on plane tickets and hotels. They did pay lots of money. This is the truth.
No, it's overhead.
This is bullshit. You know, they got to be...
You know what? The funny thing is, she admitted that. Now, I've been saying for the past, like, 6 months, I go, there a Hong Kong going, I go, that's a lot of fucking airfare.
I know, really. They were bouncing all over the world.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you know.
But her proof is, well, they told me.
Yeah, I know.
That's her proof.
Yeah, she didn't even have a receipt like you did. Mm. Look at the shit you got.
Wish I could have that. Did you fuck me? I think I did. I think we're together now. Well, how do you know? Trust me.
You would fuck.
You can ask Joe. Joe, you answered, did I fuck her?
Yeah.
Joe wouldn't lie.
See?
Yeah.
Fucked.
Pip, no. Did I fuck her?
Yeah.
Me?
Fucked.
Yeah. Give her Fire Island.
As a matter of fact, Joe and Pip fucked you too. We've all fucked you. Yeah.
Give me your Fire Island, as a matter of fact.
And you were pretty good.
Trust us, we wouldn't lie.
No. Give her Fire Island.
Give her Fire Island.
Sure. The old Fire Island.
The old Fire Island.
I rubbed your legs together.
That's right.
That's not the proper use of the Fire Island.
I know.
Proper use.
About gold bars. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr paid at least $40,000 or more. I really do not know exact fees because they didn't give you a receipt. Because Eric
give you a guesstimate.
Because Eric Bohr told me before they paid more than me. Here are the points. One.
Oh, number one.
They're honest people.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you asshole.
They get the first case for me, and this is why they did not know how to deal with the case as well. I did tell them that the whole procedure is due to my working experiences. They did not believe in it in the beginning, and finally they knew what I said is true. Yeah, they couldn't... Is this shit for real?
Yes. Does she really buy this?
They are real, and you should ask them the truth, because they did pay a lot of money for me. This is why I want to pay back to Jennifer, asking her to come with me. Number four, I never have a daughter. Jennifer is like my daughter. She wants to stay with me, and I did have a plan to work with her because I did the marketing survey in Japan.
Haven't we heard fuck Jennifer on many of an occasion
we
from
have.
Her?
That's a different episode, Joe. She likes Jennifer in this episode.
Okay. Oh, in this episode.
She's having continuity problems herself.
Okay.
Is she?
Funny.
Sure is.
You know, you could actually take it there. How many ands am I talking to?
You know what?
You could take that there. That's on the table.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, Jennifer's like my daughter. Jennifer was this wretched, lying bitch. How was she suddenly like a daughter to her?
No, that's a really good point. I was sitting here getting confused going, did I imagine that? She was so mad at her.
It was all a dream.
And now it's like...
And you were there, and Jennifer was there, and the truck was there, and fucking Miller was there.
And boom, all the money up in the air.
I mean, it's all in sequence. I don't understand.
No, I don't.
Where she's taking this softer stance, and now they're like friends, and it's like a daughter. You've heard what she's called her previously.
Oh, yeah. No, she's been really nasty about her before, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, she's like a daughter to me?
There's something going on here where she's schizo. Maybe she isn't with them. I don't. You see, this is, with, like I've said, with regardless of the whole Agnes and Belinda thing and, you know, and Mavis, it just takes such sharp turns.
Yeah.
And now that this is taking such a sharp turn, the thing that maybe she is in with them is I don't know if it's possibly true, but it's on the table again. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of the chat room? I'm
still more likely to believe mentally ill. I don't think she can hold it together. I think this woman had it.
Mentally ill enough where this woman that she was bashing and saying is horrible and she's a bitch and that she loves like a daughter?
Yeah, it could happen.
It could happen. I mean, last week Pippa told us a lovely heartwarming story of somebody who was mentally ill who could polish off a turkey. I mean, they're mentally ill are capable of many things. We've learned that.
Yes,
through our dealings with Pip Healers, we've learned of the power of the mentally ill, Joe.
Wait a minute, that came out wrong, right?
No.
All right. Let's. I agree.
I've never been more on point.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. Now, Touche.
Douche. Douche. And douche.
Douche.
That's the new show.
Oh, all
right, Joe's trying to make a point. It's late.
Yes, I'm getting bashed. Holy kit. Holy kit.
Well, let me come in your shoe, Joe.
1, 2, come in my shoe. 3, 4, take
bash him some
door.
More.
Bash your back door.
5, 6, I'm coming with my dick. Yep. 7, 8.
All right, we get
he's
it.
Gonna all right.
We get it. All right, anyway. All right, so, yeah, all right. So she's schizo. Do you think we should put on the table a little bit that maybe she's in with them again?
I don't know that she's in cahoots with them. I really do think that she just doesn't get it. And I really do think that she believes them to be what they're saying, that she thinks that these people have actually forked over money to help her.
Right. It's just been her oddest behavior in since this whole story. I mean,
yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. I mean, but you're right. She's flipped a switch on what she's saying about some of
like
them.
I said, either schizoid or a little bit of concern, you know, a little bit of that doubt.
Yeah.
What she's up to.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's a skosh. It's not, like I said, it's just a small skosh. I want to put it on the back of the table like a 5% thing.
Oh, yeah. I totally wouldn't write it off and say absolutely not.
I put it on the table as a 5% of the whole equation.
Right. Well, she's certainly not helping her cause this week, is she?
No, she's not.
She's like all over the place.
So she continues. I never have a daughter. Jennifer is like my daughter. She wants to stay with me, and I did have a plan to work with her because I did the marketing survey in Japan. My funds are being held somewhere. I do give them up. So then I am talking to the victim later on March 13th.
Okay.
I show her a picture, and I ask her if this is Ann Jackson.
Okay.
Victim goes, doesn't look like her, but I'm on my phone. We'll look more closely when I get home. I go, okay, you're the only person I know who's had visual confirmation. Do you remember her Facebook name before she blocked you? Then she says HMGP. I don't know. JP. I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's a sort of a like a JPEG or something like that.
I don't know.
HMJP?
I don't know. She continues, told me her name was, which it is,
okay.
Or something like that. Then I go, HMGP? When I talk to her, she does use the name, which the victim said. Have you ever seen her real daughter? The victim goes, she told me she doesn't have children. I go, what do you make of this, if anything? And I send her a Facebook profile of some woman called Emmy Williams.
Okay.
Victim goes, I know she went by Emmy Williams because I have a message from that sent me when she changes her name. The name on the message changes. She told me she was a teacher. I go, she said that to me as well. Can you send me the link to her page? And she goes, HMGP, she blocked me. I can't see it or the Emmy Williams. I go, okay. I thought you sent me the link if it would show up for me instead of blocked. If you can find that money, ask from Green. I will send it to her. Remember, we still need that.
And also, think about, like, and the reason why my suspicions are aroused, let's say you're talking to somebody, and you're talking about somebody, something like that, and you get the information that you've had from somebody. Let's say you go to coffee. Like, say David's having coffee with this person, the scammer. And now you're getting, like, a different tint on the situation from a different person than what you've been getting. And that's why, you know, from what this person's telling him, I'm starting to get skeptical about Ann Jackson.
Right.
Because you're it's the same story, but a different slant on it.
Sure.
Where it's making you open your eyes to things that you haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
You know, that's where I'm getting that 5% from as well.
But also the fact that Ann is just so vehement that this woman is wrong.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing never happened. It didn't happen the way this person is saying. But
it's troubling.
I don't have any reason to doubt this person.
Yeah.
The victim.
And like I said, it's like if you know somebody and you talk about your other friends, and then you go to a club and you haven't talked. Oh, yeah, that guy. Well, let me tell you, this, that, and the other. And there's a little things in that slant your opinion.
That's happened to me in real life. You know, where else did you go, that's
really?
What
really? Wow, Jesus Christ. You know, so that's where I'm getting that 5% back in.
So I continue. I go, if you can find that money, ask from Green. I will send it to her. She thinks you're a liar, hacker, and sex crazed, LOL. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you
that's
think.
That's what she thinks you is? That you are?
This is what Anne thinks the victim is.
Oh, wow.
This is what I'm telling the victim.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because Anne said this.
Yes, she did.
Let me know what you think when you can see the picture more clearly. This Fumi Finch, who is this person? I sent the picture of it of his friends with Amelia, Williams, and is a school teacher. This stays between us as this was given to me. The victim goes, LOL, I wish I was sex crazed. Sorry I can't hack. No, I don't lie. I go, I told her we had sex. You were spying on her, and you told me I was the best you ever had, so I knew you were a liar, LOL.
Funny.
And that's where we'll leave it.
Wow. Wow.
So I guess once again, the big thing is a little bit in Joe's mind. The pendulum has switched back to
if 5% is back on the table, that she might be up to something.
Which means that she's fooled us all these months.
Well,
like I said, Dav, it when you spoke to this other person, it's like, you know, like I said, if you have your opinion about something, you're talking about, you know, a person with
but
other
something
people.
Something feels wrong.
It's
to
something
you.
Feels something. You ever been in a situation where you talk and something just seems a little odd?
Yeah.
And it is sure. Something seems a little odd with Anne.
Yo,
something.
Well, no, I don't mean it that
you
way, Dad.
Your Santa bag.
Like I said, the whole thing with the girl. What was the girl's name again?
Jennifer.
With Jennifer.
That is a problem.
That.
Yeah.
I, you know, damn it. I know she's
but, I mean,
schizo.
You make the same argument. One week she's calling them scammers, and the next week she's calling them good people.
But I'll put it to you this way. But yeah. We can't. The whole thing is we can make more of an argument now.
Yeah.
With on the side where she might be.
So you think she's in cahoots?
There's a 5%. I'm putting 5% back on the table for the simple reason that we can now make that argument again.
And say that, wait a minute, she's turned this and she's saying nice things about people that she has been screaming at.
Yeah.
And telling you, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong, you don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
apparently
they're
these people are saying they're liars, they're incompetent, stuff. And then when you go back calling them, you know. You go back calling on the carpet again. Now you're being told, oh, no, wrong, blah, blah, you know. Something's fishy.
I'm sorry. All side shenanigans here. No, there is something.
Woman.
I'm sorry. There is something fishy about her. Definitely. She's not consistent in what she's talking about. She's not consistent.
That calls me. She's nuts.
Well, yeah, but it's just
you're
such
a mental health
nuts. Yeah, but
yes,
nuts.
I wouldn't want to try to diagnose her from this because there's so much of a language problem.
If
that
only we could send her a turkey.
Oh, but, yeah.
But how much does she eat? Does she thank the my compliments to the chef?
You're the turkey whisperer.
Yeah,
but nuts. But more adamant. On that subject,
yeah,
in their
she gets
favor.
A lot of subjects when she thinks somebody doesn't believe her, though.
Yeah, no, she does get she gets crazy.
There's not a lot of nuance with her. There's not a lot of reasoning with this person.
No, there's.
It's either her way so far, or you're all crazy and trying to get me.
But don't harp on something how evil and stupid and incompetent people are, mm-hmm. And then when you go, and then when somebody calls them out and goes, "Yeah, oh no, she's like a daughter to me." She
didn't say a good daughter.
But like a daughter, the statement when you say it was like a brother to me, like a daughter.
Yeah.
It's that always it's like in a favorable way. Come on.
You know, she's like a fuck bitch to me.
She's like a fucking mafia to me.
She is.
Yes.
Like mafia.
Yeah. Like fucking mafia.
All right. Well, that's certainly stuff to think about.
Yeah. All right.
It's time we shut this puppet down.
Okay.
Thank some people for letting this happen this week.
Yes, please.
We want to thank Family Martial Arts, which is great for learning karate and self-defense.
Perfect
for you together as a family or by yourself, whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons. Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. The dojo is getting full again. It's getting packed. Yeah. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine, made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Give them a call, 973-925-1100. You go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and of course, ask when their next comedy show is. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York. I actually had a bagel this morning from theirs.
Nice.
I had an onion bagel. The wife had a plain bagel. Good stuff. Bring the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out or order in. Have them cater your next special event. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. That's how you get the fresh bagels. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you are a veteran or a fan of our show, you tell them that you get 10% off. Now's a good time to hire my company, Side Splitting Productions, sidesplittingproductions.com. If you want a comedian for your office party, a Santa Claus, hopefully in a better mood.
Lots of candy canes.
Murder mysteries, DJ, whatever you need. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Next week we'll have Julie Powers on.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
She'll tell us about the interview that she had with the victim, Tracy, and you know, how it affected her emotionally. We'll see how Mickey and Sue are doing, and we'll see what other shenanigans we can bring up for you guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us,
hey, plug.
I thought you were just doing Christmas stuff.
No, I got two plugs I got to do.
You got to do?
Yeah, I do.
And what happens if you don't?
I really need to. I really would like to do them. Thank you very much.
Well, then you're both going to wrestle. No.
What? Yeah. All right. First plug. I'm going to be at McGuire's Comedy Club on this Thursday.
And why do you post on Facebook last gig of the season?
Because I forgot I had this gig.
Can I
please continue? The next is
you're an asshole.
Is McGuire's Comedy Club, which will this Thursday. You can check it out. My webpage. I'll put that out. Also, Anthony Cumia, and Joe Cumia, and myself are plugging this on our shows. We have a very dear friend. Her name is Janine Maloney. She has been very, very sick. And she's got massive hospital bills. So what her friends are doing in New Mexico, they're going to be having a fundraiser for her this Friday, December 12th, at Stereo Bar, 622 Central Avenue Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you live in the vicinity, please go down. They got bands, and it's going to be a big party, and it's going to be helping her out for a great cause. So please go down there. Thank you.
You should have told me that before. I could have made more of it. Fucking that break's got us. Tell me anything.
Well, wait. Were you going to make more of it? Were you going to make trumpets?
I don't know. We could have discussed it. We wouldn't have been up against the clock. But we don't have time now. So let me know.
Yeah, but he just said it. It was good.
It's a little late. It was all right. Could have been better. It makes me be the asshole because he announces he's done with gigs for the year. People rejoice because they can go back to comedy clubs, and you never know when Joe's going to show. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.